Heard that coach Ryan Poole after an incredible comeback win 13-12 over Colgate. And how do you sum up a game like this, coach?
Yeah, first, just it's a program win. All the credit's got to go to the seniors and their leadership and their ability to keep guys focused and not give up. I mean, it was a tough start. You know, credit to Colgate for coming out as explosive. They were ready to play. Jump out on a 6-2 and then stretch it to 10-2, and a team that didn't have the character of ours, that it could have been a long day. So great job by the seniors and the team to respond and just start second place. So I think it was huge in that second quarter. We kind of calmed things down and were able to get a few stops, clear the ball, and get a couple goals right before the break, get a stop at the end of the second quarter, and had a transition opportunity, and then kind of regroup at halftime. Coach Lippo gave an awesome speech at halftime and really inspired the guys, and it was just from our perspective, we just needed to play a little bit harder and match their intensity, and to our guys' credit, they regrouped, they rebounded, and I was really proud of our effort in that second half. We executed a little bit better, offense got going, we got key stops, and really put together an impressive second half.
Luis Perfetto was a big reason why he had a great second half. He was really a key part of that 7-0 run and ended up with 8 points today. Just talk about his leadership and then just the way he was able to kind of put the team on his back on the offensive end.
Yeah, I mean, Lou's captain for a reason. He's an unbelievable leader, unbelievable person, has unbelievable character, always has done the right thing. And when we needed him most tonight, he really stepped up and did an incredible job. He's been great all year, so I'm not surprised how well he played and the plays he made when we needed him. But at the end of the day, it's about his character and his ability to kind of motivate this team and make sure that we were doing the things that we needed to do to get us back in the game.
Yeah, talk about Zach Travellini, a big goal for him. It seems like anytime you need a big goal, he's someone that can bring the juice for the team.
Yeah, Zach's just got he's got big ones. So he's not afraid of the moment. He's got great energy, and he's not afraid. And and I'm not surprised at all that he was the one that took the big shot and made the big play. And just really excited for Zach. And certainly not unexpected from what a competitor he is, and the fact that he's willing to step up and take that big shot.
And Will Barnes had a great second half. Matthew Fritz had a great second half. Just talk about the ability for those two guys in particular to bounce back after a tough first half and really be difference makers to keep that comeback.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the big differences in the game. We started to control possession in that second half, and it started with Fritz at the X. I was a little disappointed in our wing play in that first half. Colgate seemed to be beating us mostly every single ball, and there were plays that I don't think it was all on Fritz. I think he was doing a good job to neutralize their faceoff guy, and we were just losing those 50-50 battles. So, credit to Matt for sticking in there, being able to control a lot of the balls himself. And then I thought our wings just did a much better job competing and coming up with some of those ground balls. And then Barnes just did a great job. He's been great for us all year. But down the stretch in that fourth quarter, he ended up with, four saves in that fourth quarter. I thought that was critical. Just made some big saves. We turned the ball over a couple times on the clear, and they had some really good scoring opportunities, and Will stepped up and made some big saves, and then were able to get us out quickly before Colgate could set their ride up.
Kyle, how nice is it to not only get a key comeback win here, but to now be able to host the quarterfinal game?
Yeah, I'm probably more concerned or more excited about just the way we finished the game. We talked about it as a team, and I don't know if there was anything that was holding us back, but we've lost four before tonight. We had lost 4 out of 5, and all four of those games, it was a one goal or tied game or two goal game within that last 5 minutes. And we needed to find a way to make a play down the stretch and to come all the way back. A lot of times when you come all the way back, it's challenging. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of effort to come all the way back. And sometimes you find up coming just short. So I was even more impressed with our guys that we were able to get over the hump, tie the game, get the stops that we needed to get, and then, score. And then it was just really nice to see, we had the same situation, that we had against Lehigh. We needed a stop under 30 seconds. And we couldn't get it against Lehigh, and the game went into overtime. And to get that stop, to understand the clock and be smart and not force anything, really showed you know, a step in the right direction. We're super pumped to be at home, and you know, Nickerson's been good to us, and but I'm probably more excited about the fact that how well we played in the second half, and we're going to obviously look to build on that.